Therefore, I do not run without a definite goal.
S stands for support team, showing love like it's 14. Not looking for reward thing, assisting people to scoring. P stands for positive, no negative derogative. Speaking life into others, never getting provocative. A stands for active, getting rid of distractive. Because being lazy on your goals to get radioactive. R stands for revolution, we need everybody's contribution. Stand together through persecution, and keep it 100, no illusion, yeah. We fight against negativity everywhere. Get your guard up and get your fists up in the air. Supporting positive, active revolution each year. We gonna keep firing until they hear us loud and clear. S-P-A-R. Let's spar. Let's spar. S-E-A-R. Let's spar.
In the rain, I'm sparring with a change, I'm sparring to read your brains. No, I don't miss, I got me some aim, I got speed that's insane. I was a dude, this influence, a movement that's destined to be acclaimed. Backwards eyes, the holy fire, revolution's coming to the flame. I'm a soldier, doing good deeds, helping sisters and bros in need. I don't have percentage of every stream, so you helping others while you helping me. Don't ever back down from your inner being. Every time you fall, dust off your knees. The tears that you shed for your dreams, be the water that grows your seeds. We fight against negativity everywhere. Get your guard up and get your fists up in the air. Supporting positive, active revolution each year. We gonna keep firing until they hear us loud and clear. S-P-A-R. Let's spar. Let's spar. S-E-A-R. Let's spar.
Revolution. Spar.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
Candid Convo fam, man, what's going on, you guys? It is officially the second Tuesday in the month of August, and you know the number 8 stands for new beginnings. So I'm hoping that today was a great day for all of you. I got the homie Marty the Greatest live with me, man. How you feeling tonight, bro?
Man, it's a candy combo night, so anytime it's a candy combo night, it's a good night. Yes, sir. Let's go.
Hey, man. How was your Tuesday, bro? Was your Tuesday good? Did you have something exciting happen today? What was your favorite part of the day today?
Man, you know me, I'm always working, so my Tuesday is still going.
Amen, bro. Well, you guys know here on Candid Convos, we talk about various topics. And the first topic of tonight is, you know, since the homie Chazin kicked off the show with his brand new song called Spar, S-P-A-R. So we are definitely on a good route, on the right route to support these different topics that were eye-catching to us. But one that really caught me off guard, because the first topic we're going to talk about is about the brother who created, yes, he created his sister's prom dress. Now, Marty, if that ain't supporting, I don't know what is. Now, here's the kicker. The reason why he created the prom dress is because his sister couldn't afford one. Now, Marty, again, if that's not supporting, I don't know what is.
Look, man, I'm going to tell you one thing. That is not supportive. That is a travesty for all of those girls who didn't get a dress made by that. That's what that is. That's promotion. Okay? All right? Yeah, he did it. He did it because he had to for his sister. But look, I promise you, once he walked in that door, everybody was like, let me just go ahead and go home and throw this dress in the trash. This dude, all right, this little dude, he a bad boy. okay? I look at this dress, and I seen this dress. I said, oh, my God. You understand me? Y'all got to see this dress. I wish y'all see the picture. I can't even describe it. It's like it got mirrors, the little handheld mirrors on the dress. I don't understand how this little boy made this and they don't have no money. I can't, for the life of me, all of it look expensive. This look like a $5 million dress. You understand me? I can talk about this dress all day. That's how good this dress is. Oh, the ridiculousness of it. Look at this dress. Are you looking at it right now? Because I'm looking at it right now. He has the little white tones
right
at the bottom. That's ridiculous, bro. Hey, yo, boy. I mean, he like the Steph Curry effect. That's the equivalency of hitting a step back three and just don't look at it. You just walk off as if you're saying this is just an easy day for me, y'all. I ain't even gonna come out. Y'all made me come out. This boy, bad boy. I would pay money for him to make me a suit. Oh yeah. Just to see what ridiculousness he would come up with. This is a work of art, bro. We witnessing the genius of our time, of his time. That's what this is. I bet you they won't be broke no more after this went viral.
Well, we're about to make some cash money.
I mean, you agree?
I do agree, bro. I do agree, man. The dress is very beautiful. Again, we don't know how he did it, how much money he spent on it. We don't know if he was the younger, he looks like the younger brother.
He look like, I don't know. You got the picture on the right that makes her look a lot older. And it does say prom dress, but I don't think he can't be that younger than him. Cause he look pretty old himself. You know. What you think?
Anyway, it took place in Florida, and you know he really disliked and his sister discouraged. You know, we're looking, browsing these different types of dresses online, and finally he was able to find the right design that he was looking for. And of course, it's been in the making for a couple of years, and he finally surprised her with the fabric. You know, with this beautiful blue and white dress. And amazing, bro. When I saw it, I was like, what? And
bro,
I know, you know, and I know, you know, prom is like a big deal for all high schoolers. It doesn't matter what grade you're in. And you know, going to prom is kind of like, you know, getting married. Like, it's like a big thing.
Yeah.
So you want to look your best. You want to make sure that your date looks their best. And he made sure that his sister looked her best with everything that he could do to make this dress a reality. And I love it. It's blue. Blue is not, you know, it's not one of my favorite colors, but it definitely looks good. And, you know, he took his time doing this, and it really shows that he loves his sister, and he hates to see her discouraged and, you know, upset and frustrated.
Look, she needs to really love her brother. I promise. He was the focal point of that part. Ain't no way. You got to post this on Candid Convo. Y'all had to go to the Candid Convos. Go on Facebook, man. Look up the Candid Convos radio show page. And so y'all can see the thread. It will be pleasing in your sight. I promise. So it's a treat to the eyes, bro. And you know, I normally don't get too excited, too fired up about, unless it's like justice or some stupid story. But man, this one got me fired up. This kid is genius.
Well, you know, we like to talk about something good and, you know, something bad as well on the Candid Convo show. But we got a lot of good topics on tonight. And that was our first one, and we want to thank God for all the siblings across the world, you know, that goes above and beyond for their loved ones. And you know, sometimes your closest friends may not be blood related, but they're definitely family. And you know, Marty, me and you, we've been rocking out for what, over 5 years. So you're like family to me. You're like my big bro. Like I don't take that lightly. You know, I don't abuse that word, brother. And so yeah, I absolutely can tell how grateful this young lady was to receive this from her biological brother, and how much love he has for his sister to go above and beyond. Because that's what family's supposed to do anyway. When you're in a pinch, when you're in a tight spot, whether, you know, financially or not, no matter what the occasion is, your family's supposed to be there. And her brother was there for her doing this, you know, this dream prom with this dream dress. So what more can you ask for?
I agree, bro.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
Kind of like a dream come true. So, anyway, our next topic of the night is, now, Marty, you know, we have been talking about these Tokyo Olympics and, you know, the gold medalist, the fastest woman on the planet breaking, you know, Usain Bolt's record.
Oh, yeah.
And the 17-year-old boy that broke a record in Florida. So, you know, it's Olympic time, and everybody and their mama talking about the Olympics. So I'm going to butcher this lady's name. It might be Tamira, and I probably butchered that. But Tamira Stock has become a gold medalist in the 2021 Tokyo Olympics. Not only that, but she's the first black woman to win gold. And, man, you talking about making history, Marty. We cannot stop talking about these black women. This is what our fourth week in a row.
I love it.
So
she's the first black woman to win gold in freestyle wrestling.
For Team
USA. Didn't even know they had that. Yeah. Didn't even know they had freestyle wrestling. What is a freestyle wrestling, Lisa?
I was about to ask you the same question.
Is they freestyle dancing while they wrestling? Is they, you know, is they like, you know, spitting bars while they wrestling? I've been trying to figure this out. And I should have just watched the video, but I said, you know what? I ain't going to watch the video because I'm going to be nice and ignorant. So when I'm saying what I'm saying for the show, I can say it out of ignorance. And so, yeah, there you go. Y'all welcome.
So check this out. So Miss Tamira Mensa Stock, she actually became the second woman in history to win this award in all of Olympic history. So, you know, big congrats to her. Again, man, I have no idea what freestyle wrestling is, but she has, you know, she has very profoundly represented the USA, and she says that it feels amazing, and she loves representing the US. I freaking love living there, and I love it, and I'm so happy that I get to represent the USA. So, man, all congrats to Miss Tamira, Miss Tamira Stock, and she said that her victory meant even more because of her family's heritage in Ghana, where her late father was from, and her father died in a car crash coming home from one of her high school wrestling meets. So, yeah, again, man, all congrats to Miss Tamira Stock for, you know, carrying the legacy, making her family proud, make her dad proud. She says that he would have been the loudest one here, she said through tears, adding that Ghana and Nigeria are rivals. He will be proud, and he will be so happy. So, man, support means everything.
When I met my daughter meets, I'd be yelling. When I met my daughter meets, I'd be yelling up a storm. So I know he'd be loud.
Listen, Tristan is 4 years old, and they was playing practice t-ball, and I was all over the field, yelling and everything. So I get it, bro. I get it. We are proud.
Somebody just gonna win the
ball. Bro, they wouldn't even keep in score, and I was like, go, Tristan, go. They wouldn't even keep in score, bro. But yeah, I was all over the field, man.
He's fussing with the umpire, and the umpire, you know, like, you know this practice, right?
So yeah, man, we want to give a big congratulations to Miss Tamira Stock and give her a round of applause for representing the USA in a great and mighty way. And here it is. All right, Marty, bro, man, I think it's time for some music, bro. What's the fun fact? Oh, I love this part of the show. What's the fun fact?
Fun fact, USA won the gold medal race again. We had 188 medals. But normally it would decide to win is how many gold medals the country has. And we just edged China out by one medal. We had 39 and China had 38. So, but we won again. So we keep up our dominance, even though the world has catched us up. You know, they caught up with us in a lot of areas. Hey, we still got the best athlete. You know, take what
Amen.
You can have, right?
Yeah, baby. I definitely agree with that. Black people are definitely doing it. We got a lot of topics tonight that are center focused on, you know, African Americans, and we're really proud of everybody that's doing their thing, you know, going against the grain, staying focused and determined to you know, make history, to do what they love to do, because that's important. If you are living this life and you're living it like, I don't want to say this, but you're living it half-heartedly and you're doing things just because you like to do it versus, you know, what you love to do, you're wasting your time and you're not living to your full potential. Just going to be honest. Now, me, on the other hand, I love talking and I love music, which is why I have the KS Radio Show. So I love what I do. Not only that, but I'm glad that God chose me for this specific thing, because a lot of people, they don't know what God is telling them to do. On the other hand, people have been prophesied over when they were young, prayed over when they was young, and then they got old enough, and then they are not doing what God called them to do or what people have, you know, professed them to do.
And you notice what God called you to do because you are you are nominated for Block Talk Host of the Year and Block Talk Radio Show of the Year for the Spin Awards. Can I get a hand clap, applause for that, please?
That you can. And again, you know, a lot of people, they grind their faces off. And, you know, you always see the fruit after, like, the 10-year mark. But I've been doing radio for, like, almost 6 years. And I'm really glad that I was nominated for these past couple months. So, yes, you can get a hand clap of praise. So, again, man, if you work your face off and, you know, you have a community of people around you that actually believe in you, then you're going to see the fruit of your labor. And that comes with the platform, that comes with, you know, the diligence, that comes with the consistency, that people take notice, and you never know. One day you might be nominated for an award. Of course, that's not the main goal, but – you know, it's always good to see the fruits of your labor.
Yeah.
Amen. So we are going to get into our second song of the night. we are going to get into our second song of the night by the homie Brandon P. called Fear of Heights. You guys check out this song. Check it out.
I know I can reach the mountains. And I know I can touch the clouds. If I get higher, will I hit the ground? If I get tired, will I come back down? I'm so excited, till it comes around. And I'll be honest, I'm not lying to myself. I don't wanna fall down. Okay.
tired? Will I come back down? It's so exciting till it comes around. And I'll be honest, I'm not lying to myself. I wanna fall now.
Can't say that you love God and hate his creation. It just doesn't mix. You know, I love the scripture in Isaiah 1:17 that says, look to do good, seek justice, defend the oppressed. And in today's society, in today's age, it's so necessary. And not enough of us are doing it. It's one thing to stand behind a phone or a computer and tweet something out, question something. But when you're in the thick of it and you're the recipient of the injustice on a daily basis, it changes everything for you. So the responsibility can't fall on anybody else but us, especially as believers, especially as Christians. Jesus was an activist. Actions speak louder than words. Gotta stand next to our brothers and sisters. Gotta stand up for justice. Gotta do what's right, because that's exactly what Jesus would do. And he said to love your neighbor as yourself.
God for a purpose, it's supernatural. Nothing out of this world, out of this world.
Are you looking for impeccable styles and the latest trends in fashion and couture? Then look no further than ShalomChic.com. Hi, this is Glory Shalom, and I want to personally invite you to ShalomChic.com. ShalomChic.com is an online fashion boutique for women. We specialize in carrying the latest trends in fashion and couture, all at an affordable price. Shalom Chic offers a variety of styles for the fashionista in you. Yes, visit us today at ShalomChic.com and let us get you dressed to impress. See you there.
All right, you guys, again, man, we are back. Shout out to homie Brandon P with that Fear of Heights track. Again, check out the video if you haven't already. I know that my homie Martin the Greatest is on the show tonight, and we rocking out.
Yes,
we got
sir.
A bunch of topics at hand. And Martin, man, what you think about that Brandon P track?
Oh, man, that thing dump. That thing dumping, man. For sure, for sure. We got to put that on a review show. Shout out to Must Be Heard Radio, our boy JB, Jeff Black.
Hey man, not only shout out to the homie Jet Black, but also shout out to Gloria Shalom over at ShalomChic.com, which is also a sponsor of the show. Check out the online link. You can click the link and shop today. She has a ton of fashion items, pantsuits, dresses, so forth, with affordable prices. So definitely you guys want to click the link in the description of this show to check out her website, because they always got something nice, something presentable, something, you know, that's going to make you stand out from the crowd. So if you are a lady or a woman and you're looking for that special look, never know, ShalomChic.com might got it. So click the link in the description, check out the website. Our third topic of the night goes to something that I was kind of caught off guard by. The first black, wait for it, rodeo queen, Marty. I didn't even know black people rode bulls. What? Rodeo queen. Yeah, you heard me right. Rodeo queen. Not radio.
Wow.
Rodeo. I said, what is happening? Yes. again, that goes back to the to what I said before we got into the music. To, you know, do something that you love. Do something. You don't do nothing else in life. Do something that you love. Out of Arkansas, she is the first black woman, and she's teaching. She doesn't just love radio, but she's also teaching the youth how important it is to form. Now, Marty, I don't have a green thumb. You won't catch me by no plants. But here is this young lady, rodeo queen, black rodeo queen, I'm sorry, out of Arkansas, that that is not only, you know, doing her thing, but she's also teaching the youth. Man, couldn't believe when I first read it,
first
but
off,
here we are.
Yeah, first off, I'm just touched because I said this a few weeks ago, or maybe I said it a couple of weeks ago on my show, but I know I said it, that we, as us as a culture, you know, just specifically black culture, need to start getting into more situations. We need to start getting in different fields of professionalism, you know, different fields, different industries, because, you know, so we can stop saying the first black of this, the first black of this. You know, we have to, you know, as parents teach, open our kids' minds, try to, you know, introduce them to new things. And that most of the time that requires us to step out of our own circle, you know, get out of our own box, and so we can introduce them to some new stuff so they can, you know, have these experiences where you never know. They could be the first black, you know, whatever, you know. So I'm touched to see that actually happening going on, man. And that we seeing these first blacks, we seeing the different areas in which they are being done in, and that's awesome. But and the fact that she formed, look, she is straight up double threat. No, she forms and she teaches. So she's a triple threat. So, hey, man, and I know something about it, the importance of farming. My wife is a botanist. She have a company called the Backyard Garden Experience. You know, so I know how serious it is. You know, we can't trust with all what is being put in our food. The quicker we want it, the more chemicals they're going to put in it. And the worse it's going to be for us. So I would behoove anyone who's listening to this broadcast to start, you know, try to develop somewhat of a green plant, a green thumb, or go to a farmer's market. You know, start going to a farmer's market, and, you know, a lot, you know, we, me and my wife frequents the farmer market. Sometimes I go with her on Saturdays because I want to, you know, I want to encourage my daughters to live healthy so they can live as long as God, you know, have them, you know, have that 120 years God have promised us, you know. You know, so I go to the farmer's market. So even if you can't get the green thumb, you can try, you know, you could go ahead and go to the farmer's market, or you could go to the binge, that's BYGE.com. You could go to thebinge.com, and they got workshops on there. They got all types of things on there. You can sign up for a consultation, a virtual consultation, and they got people there who can teach you how to take care of your garden. So shout out to Miss Rodeo Queen, because I know I've got the heart to get on no bull, and I know why a lot of, you know, she the first black, because a lot of black people ain't gonna get no bull, but I'm glad she the first one to cross the threshold, because regardless of how scary me and you are, and I'm saying me and you because I know you over here ain't getting on the bull either, Alicia. Am I lying?
Nah, you telling the truth.
I know I ain't lying to the...
Tell the truth and say
I know I ain't lying to the congregation. I know I ain't lying to the congregation. But the fact of that is that I'm glad she do it, and that's what we need. We need more to challenge themselves, more to, you know, go past that fear of what we all seeing. We are more than just basketball players. We are more than just football players.
We're more than just entertainers. Mm-hmm. We can be lawyers. We can be scientists. We can be, you can be what you want to be, and that's what God died for us. That's why he died, so we can make our own choices. We can do, you know, do what we need to do and do what we want to do. But also, and once we get all that stuff and get all the accolades, to give it back to him. So, because I know if I won a gold medal, first thing I'm doing is thanking God. And that's just me. But, hey, man, shout out to Queen Rodeo, bro. That's pretty cool.
So, in case if you guys have not seen the article, what we're talking about tonight, her name is Jadea Kirsch, K-U-R-S-H. Okay. And
I think you got that right.
I think I did too. But she's Arkansas's first black rodeo queen, and she made a stop over at River Valley on Saturday, July 17th. She brought her own animal, and while she was there, she educated the kids on how farming impacts their daily lives. And she said that, I quote, "It's important that kids know that Aldrich farming is a whole community. Even the food from Walmart comes from someone raising. So it's definitely important to, you know, educate the youth, you know, to give them brand new knowledge that they won't read in a book. And I tell Tristan that all the time, that what's up here, and like I point to my brain, my temple, and Tristan mirrors me. I say, Tristan, what's up here is knowledge. And what happens with knowledge? And he says, nobody can take it. So I'm teaching him that.
Yes,
I've been teaching him that for a little over a year. So whatever you put your mind to do, you can do it. And there's no such thing as can't. Because when you say can't, then you automatically discredit yourself. And, you know, the Bible tells us that power of life and death is in the tongue. So it's important for us as parents. It's important for us as Christians. It's important for us as black people or the human race, period, to speak things into existence. Congratulations, and, you know, a hand clap of praise for Miss Jadea Kirsch. She also says that animals saved her life, and she hopes that she can help others through teaching about their importance. Now, she doesn't get into the details about how animals saved her life, but at the age of 13, she was doing Pony Express riding with the Arkansas Seven, whatever that means. Maybe it's seven riders that go around town and, you know, do the thing with the rodeo stuff. But anyway, followed by 2 years with Old Fort Day's Dandy. Don't know what that is either. But bringing diversity to the sport. And now she's a model for Wrangler Jeans.
Oh, okay.
Yep, I said it. So, she was crowned Miss Rodeo Cole Hill of Arkansas on her 17th birthday back in 2017. And this was later confirmed, which made her the queen, like rodeo queen. So it's because that she won the crown. So go ahead, Miss Jadea Kirsch. And again, with your modeling success, with your rodeo success, with your teaching and you know, being a motivational speaker for animals success and everything that you put your mind to. In case of you or your manager or your mama or your daddy or whoever may listen, we are thankful that you are on this planet and doing what you love. So we want to give you another round of applause for you just following your passion and your love. All right, you guys, it is 9:34. We have another 25 minutes, but what is our next topic, Margaritas? Do you have any idea what other good news we could talk about?
Our next topic is really a good one because it's this sister. Okay, yes, there's another. Is I don't know what's in the water, but tonight we gonna big up our black queens. You understand me? Because Angela Bassett, You know her, right? You know Angela Bassett.
I do know Angela Bassett. I have a funny story after you get done.
not set it off. Waiting to exhale, things of that nature.
Waiting
to exhale. The standards for acting. Okay, she's one of the pillars. Okay, so as if she haven't been making enough money already, Miss Angela Bassett, Black Queen Angela Bassett, has become the highest paid actress of color on broadcast television. Can I get an amen?
Amen, three-hand claps.
And if somebody have Angela Bassett's number, if you could go ahead and forward it to me so I can ask her to borrow, I just need a little investment, just a little startup money, you know what I'm saying? She my third cousin on my father, brother, sister side. So, yeah, I have a number. Send it to you, boy. What you think about that, though, bro?
Bro.
Come on, I know you got some thoughts.
Bro, first of all, highest paid actress of color. First of all, I didn't even know actress of color was a thing. I just thought it was actress. That must be like a new term or something. Anyway, I am all for it, bro. Angela Bassett. Bro, how you leave Angela Bassett out of Black Panther? Come on, bro. What?
Mm-hmm.
Bro.
Oh, I did. Yes. I so did. You're right.
Angela Bassett.
Rest in peace, Queen T'Challa. Forgive me. You're right. I did. Oh, man. Dang.
Fact. Now, a little fun fact is I have always teased my mom about this. And we all know we all got a doppelganger somewhere. And Angela Bassett is my mother's doppelganger. My mother, I've been teasing my mom for many years and telling her that, Mama, that's your twin. Every time I see Angela on TV, Mama, there go your twin. I don't care if it's a commercial, if it's a movie. Anyway, I am very proud of Angela Bassett. She gets paid over, $450,000 for one episode. The television broadcast that she's a part of, they might be, what is it, Fire 911? 911 Fire.
Yeah, 911. Yeah, she's a staple, and she's a staple on the show. Yeah.
Whatever it's called, she gets paid $450,000 an episode for next season.
That's so
funny. So 911 Lone Star. And she's also one of the executive producers of the 911 show and the spinoff, Lone Star. So, Miss Angela Bassett is, doing her thing. She ain't just doing her thing. She's doing her thing. So,
I am very proud.
16,
if they do 16 episodes, that's $7,200,000.
Bro, I know. And the number would just increase into the sixth season, into the seventh season. The numbers would just increase. So she signed after intense negotiations regarding seemingly inherent bias and start gaining 130% increase in Stark's episodic salary over the course of last year. But, Miss Angela, man, we can't do anything but love her for everything that she's been doing since the beginning of her career. And I'm glad that she's still alive to this day. And I wish I was her nephew, because I know exactly who to call if I'm in trouble or if I need a little something. Anyway, that's our fourth topic of the night. But, I'm really speechless because we talking about all Black talent tonight, and I am very proud.
But here's the thing, bro. I forgot to, when they say of color, the reason why they using the term color, because that's all minorities included. So she of minority, I'm guessing, is So that's different race. So you know how many people that is? That's a lot.
A lot. That's a lot.
So she up top of the list. Ugh. God. And it makes
top
sense.
Top tier talent.
I don't. That's a whole lot of money per episode.
$450,000 per episode.
How many episodes do they have? I'm about to. Let's go to a music break. I'm gonna look that up.
All right, you guys. Well, Marty, man, you spoke it up, man. We are going to take another music break. Hopefully you guys are enjoying the show. Again, man, this is Candid Convos, where we talk about various topics that caught our eye within a week. This ain't nothing last year's news. This is news that happened this past week, August 1st through August 10th. This happened last week. So all this is new information. Hopefully you guys are enjoying it. But you guys are third song of the night, another music break by the homies. Something that I stumbled upon on rapzilla.com, something that was released in the late July, if I'm not mistaken. Can't remember the date right now. But there's I think it's a group called International Show, and this is their brand new song called It's Alive. Check it out.
Speech seems tempered with passion, but lately my life ain't been no crystal stair. Instead of graduations and walking across stages and going to basketball games, I'm seeing riots and fires and people who are dying from a lack of air. I would speak, but see, the way this mask on my face is set up, I'm a little distant, and frankly, I'm tired. And I really don't understand the argument, because some of us have been wearing masks to church long before they were required, but I digress. We smile, but see, depression has a funny way with timing, because as soon as I think it's gonna get better, the news only reminds me every 4 minutes exactly how many people are dying. This can't be life. They say things get better with time. How, Sway? Because Ahmaud Arbery, George Floyd, and Breonna Taylor didn't get more time. Instead, time rewarded them with death the hard way. I want to keep the faith. But I'd be lying if I didn't say sometimes I feel forgotten, because never leave me nor forsake me seems to fade when my brothers and sisters are rotten. The pastor spoke about racism on Sunday, but that was weeks ago, and now we're on to the next. While Robert Fuller and Malcolm Harsh were found in sunny Southern California in a tree hanging by their necks, so I need answers. Cause if red and yellow, black and white are all precious in his sight, then why does fear now come in squad cars when police come out at night? If we can launch people into space where no one is, why can't we get ventilators in hospitals just so people can live? I don't see the issue. Cause you're telling me my car can park itself, drive itself, but I can't go to the store and buy tissue. Something ain't adding up. I've been in the house 3 whole months and life will never be the same. I got gloves, I got masks, I got disinfectant. I bought this story hook, line, and sinker. I've sanitized my hands so much, alcohol is coming out my pores and I have never been a drinker. So I need answers. So what do I do? Me? Oh, I turn to the place this record has never been wrong. Written over 2,000 years ago and still correct, still right, still true, song after song. See, this story, like so many before, was already in the bookcases. There will be nation rising up against nation, pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. I know you feel like there's no hope, and this world is in a downward spiral. But can I tell you something? At the peak of hopelessness is a perfect time for revival. Because God has never lost, and he is still on the throne, and he will reign forever after statues, after flags, protesters, and corona are all long gone. There is a hope found in him that this world needs to know, and it's up to us, it is up to you to make sure that his love is known. My brother, my sister, our skin color don't make us divided, because the blood that was shed on Calvary is relentless, and it has hope, joy, and unity inside it. You looking for an answer? Well, let me be frank and very clear. The only answer that will change anything in this world is Jesus, and he is as he has always been, right here. He is the answer.
All right, you guys, man, we are back. And, man, shout out to the homie Million with that answer clip. And before that, we played International Show, It's Alive. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. Marty the Greatest, man, are you still there, bro?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Now, we all know in 2020, COVID hit, and we just had a new strand come out or just pick back up, whatever the case may be in some states. So in 2020, a lot of people that we heard on the news are either family members, some coworkers, et cetera. We all know that there has been someone who has lost their job and that they were facing eviction if they didn't come up with the money from the unemployment or whatever the case may be, which leads us into our fifth topic of tonight, which is this lady, this mother of three out of Las Vegas, named Kelly, sat on her couch a couple weeks ago, maybe about a week and a half ago, and she was facing eviction over unpaid rent. And she has received more than $170,000 in donations. CNN, Aaron Burnett told her about the amount, and it went viral, which is how I picked up, which is how I got a hold of the article, because I was like, wow. Man, Marty the Greatest, man, when I sent over this topic or this video through the chat, man, what were your
problems? Thank God there's still people who still doing God's work out there and, you know, and not writing it off like, well, this is lady fault. You need to get out there and, you know, hustle and stuff like that. Sometimes, you know, you can be in a hole too deep and need a helping hand. And a lot of people these days are in a hole too deep. And it's happening. And, I'm so glad that that this was done. I'm so glad that that much money was raised for her. That's going to do phenomenal things for her and that, her and her kids. As long as she be, a wise steward of it, it's going to be awesome. Bro. So, I'm excited that people did that. It's always good to see that people are you know, leaning towards the humanity side and not, you know, the ugly side of society that we, unfortunately, we get to see more than, more times than not. But I do want to go ahead and switch that, and I possibly may go into my rant, my one rant this night to talk about COVID. because it's COVID is why this lady is being evicted and lost a job. Okay? So, with that being said, wear a doggone mask. Jesus Christ. Okay? Look, if you're going to get the vaccine, get the vaccine. I mean, don't, if you're going to get it because of you. Don't listen to the freaking news. Don't listen to what your friends say. Don't listen to a lot of the stuff on the internet, because, oh, God forbid that something's not fake on the internet. There's a lot of stuff that's fake on the internet. I mean, and if you're not going to go get a vaccine, wear a doggone mask. Because, look, I get it. It just was reported 2 days ago that the first fully vaccinated person died from COVID. And he was a doctor. So he died. He was fully vaccinated and he died. So it's not to say that getting the vaccine is going to, you know, remove you from catching it or remove you from dying. But it's a lot more people who didn't have been vaccinated has been dying versus. You know what I'm saying? So I get it. But if you're not going to get it, mask up. You are going to go get it. Go get it. But we have to do something, bro. I mean, bro, I had a guy who I work with who told me that he believed in COVID as much as he believed in Santa Claus. You know where he's at now?
Dead in the ground.
No, he's at home fighting COVID. Hopefully he gets to make it back to work. And he was all scared. You can see it in his eyes. You know. And it's like, why do you go get the test? I thought it was no real thing Santa Claus. You know what I'm saying? There's these people who I watch on YouTube. They've been going out. They've been traveling to Miami. They've been traveling to Las Vegas. They've been traveling to Georgia, all the places that allow you, that are really, you know, have casual limits. Now he's in the hospital. And he's still on YouTube. I'm like, get off YouTube and help yourself get help. Because if he didn't get the vaccine, he did wear his mask, but you all that jet spin over the world because you don't want to sit in your house. And you don't want to get a vaccine. Now he was afraid of dying. Talking about how hard it is. And like, you did this to you. So, I repeat. If you want to have a better chance, get your vaccine. If you for some reason don't want to get vaccine, mask the heck up, man. That's it for me.
Amen. Well, this lady, I think, can't even remember her name right now. I think she said her name was Kelly. She's one of the more than 11 million Americans that are behind on their rent. I'm not sure how CNN started the GoFundMe or whatever the case may be, but that is a lot of people that are behind on their rent. And you know, with the economy, it's either you pay market rent or you gotta move. Point blank, period. Ain't no in between. So hopefully everybody has made their payment for the month of August, or you and your landlord has worked out some kind of agreement to give you, you know, an extended period of time or whatever the case may be. But I'm hoping that we continue to see stories like this, because this is, you know, a move of God. And, you know, when you are down to your last and you don't know what's going to happen, you're down to your very last and, you know, you don't know where it's going to come from. That is when God meets your need. and God met Kelly's needs for her three daughters, her 8-year-old Sharon, her 6-year-old Kia, and her 5-year-old Imani. So, man, I praise God for everybody who donated the $10, the $20, the $15,000, whoever it was, has helped this lady with more than $170,000 in donations. And a lot of people, they question GoFundMe because I've been told that GoFundMe takes a percentage of the money that you get. That's okay, as long as your needs are met. I don't care how you get it. Just make sure that it's legal. You're not selling your body for it. Whatever the case may be, you're not selling drugs for it. Whatever the case may be, just make sure that your needs are met, that your family thinks thereof, and that your dignity is kept. So, man, thank you, CNN, for covering this story. Thank you to Kelly for starting the GoFundMe because she didn't want to be out on the streets, and God exceeded her expectations. And I'm glad that we are here to talk about it on tonight.
Yeah.
Sure. Amen. Sure. So, Marty, it is sad to say this, but end of the show, bro. Did you enjoy the show?
Yeah, unfortunately. Oh, man. Come on now. I have enjoyed the show thoroughly. And, you know, I just want to say again, mask up. Mask up or go take the vaccine. Do something so we can get control of this. We headed back to freaking shutdown. That's reach all vision. Even if you're doing the right thing, I'm doing the right thing, and I'm still ashamed. Still ashamed. So yeah, bro, I enjoyed the show. Show was awesome. I literally think that was we have had all good stories. It's been a show.
No, we
haven't.
There has to be one of one.
We haven't.
I think that's our first one. All good topics.
Yeah.
And all about black
topics.
People.
I mean, I did have my rant, but that's just me. You know, we could go ahead and throw that away. That's just me. But I mean, literally, because we had all black good stuff. All right. Hey man, this was a great show. A great show. Hey, I enjoy myself. Hey, y'all know, hey, y'all want to follow me, go to Instagram, Marty the Greatest, Facebook, Marty the Greatest, Marty the Greatest on Twitter, you know, all one word, Marty the Greatest. We hope y'all enjoy me and Alicia doing what we do best, and that's running our mouths and, you know, spreading joy, you know, which God calls us to do, and as much as we enjoy doing it, you know what I'm saying? But until next week, just remember to pray, hustle. Don't be afraid to have candy pop. Take us out, Alicia.
Amen, you guys. Well, again, we want to thank all of our sponsors on tonight, Eden Garden, RosalindSmithCounseling.com, as well as ShalomChi.com. You can click their links in the description of the show after you read their description to find out what each and every business is about. But we thank all of them for their contributions, for supporting this show, for supporting this network. And if anybody wants to sign to our ministry, you can send donations through the Cash App. The information is in the description, which is the $ capital ELISEO, capital TORREZ. And again, you guys, you can follow me everywhere on social media at KS Radio Show. We got big news coming, you guys. We might have a guest next week. We might not have a guest next week. Never know. But please like the business page to find out more information and to stay up to date. We are going to close the show out with Cal Alexander and his wife, Michelle Lee, with their new song called 424, which was released this past spring. And it's our first time playing it on the show. So good night. God bless. And like Marty said, do not forget to pray, hustle, and keep on having those candid conversations. You guys be blessed. We'll see you guys next Tuesday, which will be, I believe, August 17th. Man, Marty, man, the freaking month just got started and it's almost
flying around already. Flying out of here, out the door.
Flying out of here. It's gonna be September soon and the weather's
gonna
change.
Now we gonna say bye.
All right, you guys. We'll see you guys next Tuesday. Be blessed and keep Christ at the center of everything that you do, say, and think. Here's Kyle Alexander and his wife Michelle Lee with 424. Check it out. Much love, peace, and God bless.
Love never fade. X is far back, we don't need